Welcome back to another great episode of Comedians in Bed, where comedians can come and be comedians. That's a new tag that I'm trying. Let's see if it works. Let's see if I even freaking remember it, man. But our next guest, he's a jokester, man. He's very funny. He's very talented. There's never a dull moment with this guy, one of the Columbus very funniest own. That didn't even make sense nor sounded right. Give it up for Henry Allen, everybody.
Hello, yes. Oh my gosh. Hey, what's up, dude? How's it going? Is my audio good? Everything clear?
Yeah, everything.
You kind of broke up during the introduction.
That's probably my bad.
I'm sure you said no, it's all good. But what, did you say good stuff or?
Yeah, I said amazing stuff.
Okay, cool. So you lied to everybody. Well, that's pretty much it. But thanks for having me, man. I'm excited. I've never really done like a podcast through Zoom. I usually don't like to hear them because like I feel like the audio is distorted and stuff like that. But I guess if people are watching, that's kind of cool too. Is that how most people kind of listen?
I see a lot of people listen on iPhone. I mean, not iPhone, iTunes. So on there you can't watch it, but on Spotify you can.
Okay. iTunes. Wow, that's crazy. Do they have to get a time machine to go back to 2014? Heyo, comedy baby, let's go.
Are you more of a music person or Spotify?
Oh, Apple all the way.
Really? Cuz the reason why I asked that is because when I started this podcast, that's probably when I started to use Spotify and got rid of Apple Music.
Ah, man, you're clunking a little bit with the video. Frozen. I feel like I'm on a phone call with my dad. Do you get any of that?
Bro, I literally thought like, I literally thought that you was like playing around and being still. I'm like, he can't be that still for that long. That's crazy.
No, I was not. Yeah, I was definitely frozen. Your thing was kind of like. So I wonder who's getting recorded.
No, we're both getting recorded.
Okay, that's good. Well, I mean, I wonder who's going to be frozen, though. Probably me.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I can see it when I be frozen, but yeah, it's probably my bad Wi-Fi. Or at least, man, the area I'm in.
Man, this sucks. I'm gonna try this other one again. Will that stop recording if I switch Wi-Fis?
Nah. If you log out, just click the link and come back in. And I should have told you that before. But yeah. Were you at a public library?
Are you back?
You left. Yep.
Is it better? Worse?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Does it look good though? Because
it's like adjusting. Like, you know how you wake up? You know how you wake up in your eyes? Now you look good. Look at that. Beautiful teeth and everything.
As long as it's not being frozen and it's not like got good. A weird wave to it. All right, cool. Thanks for having me, man. I've had a lot of fun and follow me on. No, I'm just playing. Like I read.
Oh man. Well, I didn't even ask, man. How was your day? Like, did you have a good day? I feel like we don't
you
ask.
Did not
enough.
Ask me. Yeah, I have had a great day. Honestly, I really appreciate you asking. How's your day been?
My day's been good. It's a good Tuesday. Yeah, my day's been good. I didn't take a nap.
It's Tuesday.
Yep. Didn't take a just nap. Playing. Yeah. Didn't take a nap today. So yeah, it was a good day. It was a really good
day.
Do you
take a nap every day?
I don't take a nap every day, but usually when I work from home, I take naps. And sometimes it's kind of hard to want to get up after those naps.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Is that your work from home? Is you're just like asleep and every once in a while you move your mouse? And you're like, oh, I'm working so hard. I got a promotion.
That's only the last hour. The last hour. I think. Yeah.
So the last hour and the first four. Other than that, about 30 minutes around lunchtime.
Yeah.
I'm dialed in.
Yes, man. Yes. I like my job though. It's cool. I'll be glad to walk off of it for good, but we'll see when that happens.
What is it? Your job?
I work at a bank.
What bank?
I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Okay. Are you stealing from the bank or some
shit? I feel like if they knew what I did outside of work, they probably would be like, yeah, we smart. Don't want you to be here.
That's smart. So. They're like, yeah. Anytime they're like, we don't support this at all. You're untrustworthy because you do stand up comedy.
Right, right. Are you afraid to tell people that you do stand up?
Mm-mm. I'm not afraid of it, but I don't want them to know all the time. You know, like, because sometimes it's like, they're like, oh, say something funny then. Oh, what do you do? Why aren't you being funny? Oh, what? I could be funny. I'm like, cool, bro.
I get that.
How do you feel about it?
I'm getting used to saying that that's what I do, even, you know, because it's like a correlation. Like, that's not my 9-to-5, but eventually that's what I wanted to be. So I'm just getting more used to saying it, like, you know, upfront, like, that's what I do. And I'm actually getting used to, like, when I do say it, people don't question me about it. They'd be like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Like, you know, they don't ask, like, they might ask, like, where you perform at or when is your next show, stuff like that. But outside of that, like, they don't ask more detailed questions, like, if it's a real job or something, like, I was, like, expecting them to. So
that's cool. Yeah, like before when you would tell people, it'd be like your family and they're like, give up, you have no hope, why are you doing this? And then now you tell your friends, they're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Especially like people from high school, like they're probably like my biggest supporters because like I guess they just saw me be like funny in high school. So it was like, yeah, that makes sense, you know.
That's very cool. I got a lot of friends from high school too that like support me now, but I wasn't even the funniest one in my high school.
Really?
Like in my friend group, they were like, I'd put one of my friends, Levi Munn, up against anybody to this day.
Yeah.
Levi Munn is a comedic genius, bro. My friend Brett Taylor, too, very funny.
Yeah.
Kind of understood a level of like timing that I just didn't really comprehend yet. And I don't know if he was purposely doing it or he was just being funny and cool. But like you have a lot of friends growing up that are like funny.
Yeah. I won a superlative for like most outspoken. So nice. I think that's why it's for them. It's kind of like, yeah, this makes sense. But like knowing how hard it is now, it's like, nah, I probably wouldn't have chose it if I know how hard it was. You know, I just dove right into it. But if I knew like all it takes that goes into it, I probably wouldn't have did it. So
I never really thought about
my fault. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I never really thought about like what goes into it. It's just like, I'm just doing it.
Right. No, that is true. I think when you, if that's like what you're naturally gifted at, you don't really, some stuff like come second nature. And then like some other times you might be like, okay, I need to focus more. So here or there, but it's probably like the most, like what made me do it? Like my sister asked me this yesterday. She was like, what made you do stand up? Like what made you like actually go for it? I was like, well, you only got one life for real. So. Might as well give it a shot. Like, what else I got to lose? But I would just hear Steve Harvey talk about, like, whatever you're very passionate about or, like, not passionate about, but, like, whatever comes easy to you, like, that's the thing that you should do. And I just, like, kind of thought about it. And I was like, I make people laugh, like, easily. So I just, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, let me just.
Sure.
Might as well get paid for it. But I feel like, I feel like the funny I am off stage hasn't translated on stage yet. I feel like I'm more funnier off stage. I'm just trying to get like more comfortable on stage, I guess.
Yeah, that's a problem. Like you got to be, if you're like crushing off stage with your friends, like on the back patio, and then you get up on stage and you're like, it's not translating, then yeah, you're not being your true self, right? You're putting like a fake kind, not fake as in a bad thing, but like there's a radio voice kind of on you. Where once you can kind of like shake that and shed that and like really be your true self is when the funniest stuff, all honesty, real stuff is funny. And the thing about your sister too, being like, hey, what made you do stand up? You should have been like, I don't know, maybe because you never told me you loved me. You I like how you laugh, and then also you have a computer that laughs too. It's like,
hey, I gotta do all things myself.
Mm-hmm. So far, it's just one button. You're like, I got.
But I was telling her, or somebody, like mostly when I'm off stage, I'd be like ranting. I'd be like, not angry, but like more mad. Angry than usual. And I feel like, yeah. I'm like, I can't hold that energy for that long on stage. Like, I just, that's why I don't be like, because then sometimes I'd be like, I'm not that all the time. So if I'm angry one night and then the other night I'm just mellow and cool, and then one night I'm goofy and silly, like, how's people going, like,
know what they're getting? Yeah, I get that. But some people can rant. And if you want to be a ranting kind of comedian like Bill Burr or Tim Dillon, like, they just kind of go, yeah. Right? Or if you want to have your own kind of voice. But maybe every set you rant, you are goofy, you're laid back, nonchalant. Like, that can be your thing. And then maybe one night you're just a little more nonchalant than the other nights. Maybe one more, you're more ranty.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I think it's harder when you just get accustomed to 5-minute spots. You just be like, okay, I just gotta. So then when I'm up there, I'm just like, all right, let's just work on this joke, this line, yeah. Line by line. But like now that I'm getting more 15-minute spots, I'm like, all right, I have more time to just stretch it out, just be myself, like be loose, whatever.
Yeah, now that you got like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I'm about to fucking stretch it out and be loose, baby.
Hey, that's what I did when we was on that show for Cafe Kerouac's.
Oh yeah, you stretched out a little bit and got loose.
Yeah, you weren't. I don't think you were. Yeah, you weren't there from the beginning.
I definitely was. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, I think so, man. You did great. I was really like impressed with how like laid back and just like cool and joke wise you like had them, and you were doing different stuff. Like, it was. I was like, damn, nice.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I think that's the first time. And yeah, probably like the first time I like, because I know me, man. I'll see something in my mind. I'll just like talk about it. And I'll be like, if I do that, sometimes I'll be afraid I'm going to forget the joke that I was talking about. And I think, yeah, I might
write it down.
Yeah. Like, I think because it was the white girl's pass, and I made a comment about like how good they look. And then I think I might have even forgot what I was talking about, but it still worked out fine. So, but yeah, that was a fun night.
You talking about something on stage comes up, or like you have an idea throughout the day?
Oh no, like if like something happens in the audience, or like if yeah. somebody, like if I'm in the middle of a joke and let's say somebody sneezed and a sneeze was weird, and I just go into that, like I'd be sure. sometimes I might just say one line, or sometimes I don't go all the way in because I'd be like, dang, I'm gonna forget the joke that I was saying, and like I just be like thinking too much.
Yeah, you got to be careful by thinking about too many things, because then next thing you know, you're going to be like saying your joke. You're going to be like thinking about their sneeze. You're going to be thinking about what you're about to say about the sneeze. And then yeah. you're like, oh, wait, I got to be finishing this joke that I'm doing right now, too. But I'm a big advocate. And if something happens in the room, you have to talk about it. You have to be like, hey, nice sneeze. What are you, stupid or something?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Where does your... I don't want to call it wit, but you are so like quick. I was thinking about it today. I was like, man,
you know, what's funny though, is I just said, hey, nice sneeze. What are you, stupid? As like, and that's a horrible, horrible joke. And then the next thing you say is like, so you're wit, and you're just so sharp. Wow. Your ability to just off the top. And yeah. So it's people listening that don't know me are like, this is the stupidest person I've ever thought. And I very well might be. I might be.
Oh. Only speak to your higher self. Hallelujah. You know?
You just set yourself up for that.
Yeah. I didn't want the delay. But not like you're so quick. And I was thinking about it today. Like, I mean, I feel like most comedians are, but like you're one of the quickest ones. Like, you were kind of like baseball players where we got to make a quick decision or if we're going to hit this pitch or not. And like everything that happens, like you're so quick with the response. Like in my mind, when that happens, it's like it's slowed down for me, and I can like I have all these bam, 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 and I just pick the best one. Like when you're going through that, what is going through your head, and how do you come up with such a quick response for it when you're doing your crowd work?
So yours is like an adventure video game. Where it's like yours is like Oregon Trail. It's like, all right, this is what you're here. Do you want to go this way? You want to go this way? I've never thought about it like that. And the whole baseball reference is interesting too, or like comparison of like being able to hit the pitch. Which, did you play baseball?
I did, and I was a sports broadcaster, so I was really
What?
I used to be a
That
sports
was like my
broadcaster.
dream job.
Oh, you would have been good at it. You got the face for
Nah,
it and everything.
man. Oh, I have the face for a radio broadcast for a good one, Ty.
But like,
No, I.
you know, on SportsCenter, where they'd be
Yeah.
like, yeah, he gets it out in 0.2 seconds. I would be interested to see like a side by side, like how quick a comedian gets out their joke when there's somebody's like saying like crowd work and they have to respond so fast, like to
Yeah.
see like to compare like with an athlete, because it's I feel like it's the same.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do that job as far as like being ESPN and like coming to the studio and we're like doing this Saturday morning thing. But what I wanted to do was like for NBC, where it's like you're on the field doing the thing and then you go up to the box and you like call the game. I think that'd be so cool. But I just, no fucking guy watching sports wants to hear me be like, the safety, just the safety. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, what? Fucking, let's watch this on Fox with Peyton and Eli. I fucking think they're on, I don't know, ESPN. But how I think of stuff is just fucking try to think of it, I guess. Like, I don't think of it as like, sometimes it'll be like, you can go this way, you can go this way. But that to me is more of like, you can go down the path of being mean, or you can go down the path of being nice, or maybe there are multiple things that you want to make fun of their shirt, but also they're this. So it's like, am I going to go more on what they look like? Do I want to talk to them and like get more about them and then like make jokes about that? But as far as I do a lot of stuff that is just like questions. I ask a bunch of questions and I try to ask like the dumbest version of that, because if I can get somebody to explain something to me in like a layman's terms that I can understand to other people that already know what a investment banker does or what a principal at a middle school does, even though yes, I know what those things are too, if I can get a principal to explain like, oh, our everyday stuff is this, 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 then there are like more things to make fun of about that.
Okay,
And in
so
conclusion, that was a long answer that I
no,
don't think answered anything.
it was great. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. No, that's it. What are you saying?
I think his name is Chris Reeve for SNL. Like, he was the one. Like, I would just like,
Yeah, Chris Redd.
yeah, I would just say like random stuff, and I was like, I never really study crowd work. So then one day he posted a reel, and I literally saw him ask like, "What's your name, and what do you do?" And then he literally made a joke off of his name, and like that doesn't sound like something that you should be doing or whatever. And I was like, so I step back and I look, I'm like, so basically he's just gathering as much information as possible and making a joke about the information that he has. Is that essentially
Exactly.
like what you do?
Yeah, that, you putting it like that, I didn't think of like in those words, but absolutely. You know, or that's one way to do it. I mean, unless you have something about their shirt, or to use that as an example again, or a couple and maybe their body language, how they're sitting, you know, how they're laughing if somebody sneezes weird, stuff like that, because that sneeze can open up to other things. Why'd you sneeze? Are you, oh, you're a beekeeper? Okay, here's jokes about honey or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
I heard a comedian on this one podcast I listened to. He said when he does crowd work, he basically like digs himself in the deepest hole possible and try to figure his way out. Is it I think some people just feel like with crowd work is let's just shit on the audience chest as much as possible. But I don't really see you actually do that or anything like
Okay.
that. If anything, you might make them look kind of silly or stupid, but you don't really do that.
So I'm sorry you broke up. Could you?
My fault. Can you hear me now? Can you
Damn,
hear me
can you hear
now?
me?
Yeah, I got you.
I can. Can you run
Okay.
that back again? Sorry, bro.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I said that sometimes, like, I feel like comedians just feel like they have to be like real mean and like shit on the audience chest, but I feel like you don't really do that. Sometimes you might make them look silly or stupid, but like, why do you take that approach, or is that just naturally like how you do it?
Absolutely not. I used to be so mean. I used to be mean as fuck. I think that it's like a years, like you're like are you there?
Yep.
Are you there? All right,
Yeah.
cool. Sorry.
Very fine.
But it's like a years of like maturing, right? So I feel like around year six, I was like mean. I used to do crowd work. I would host the Funny Bone, and like I would be like, "Oh, it's your birthday. Your name's Morgan, and you're 22. You sound like a stupid sorority girl. Oh, it's your birthday. Your name's Chad, and you're 50. Your wife's cheating on you." These are examples that I never ever did, but I would be like more mean. So I heard a comedian, I forget who it was, I worked with, I think it was maybe Greg Warren, and he was saying that when a comedian snaps on the audience, snapping being like, "You're not having fun, this is stupid, blah 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 blah," that that's the sign of someone that is kind of an amateur still, where it's like a real professional kind of doesn't blame it on them. They kind of I can adjust and like win them back over. As far as digging yourself into a hole with crowd work on purpose, I've never done that. Like I've dug myself into a hole, but not like I'm gonna do this. It's like you take four swings and everyone's like, just on Sunday, I was in San Antonio and there were these like Steelers fans in the front and I was like doing crowd work and it definitely like the audience was like not really into it. You know, and I did, was kind of coming across mean because this lady was just kept interrupting and interrupting and interrupting. And that's fine to a point, but whenever it's just like for no reason, it's like you got to be quiet, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't really ever want to turn, like, not never, but you want to try to keep it light and fun. Because I mean, I forget, I don't know if you do, but there was a long period of time where I would be like, oh, this is supposed to be fun, right? Like, people are coming to stand-up shows to like go out and stuff. And like, yeah, I've been doing it a long time and I go to stand-up shows all the time, but like I never really watch them. You know what I'm saying? Like I go to perform on them, you know,
Right,
and I'll
right.
watch specials and stuff. So it's like people are coming out to like have fun. They don't need to see me for 10 minutes go up and be like, "What are you fucking stupid, you fucking idiot?" They're like, "What? We fucking just want to drink these high noons and fucking laugh."
Yeah. No, I understand that. Yeah, it's definitely something very popular. How has like doing like your crowd work show once a week, and even when you do it like throughout the week, how has doing it more helped you, and what did you learn from the beginning to like where you are now?
That's a good question, man. It's like just the more you do anything is like the better you're gonna get at it. I think even if you go outside and you play basketball every day, you can get better at basketball. You know what I'm saying? So you go outside and you fucking jump rope every day, you're gonna get better at jumping rope. So it's like if you try to do crowd work every single show you do, I think there aren't like only so many scenarios, but like the more you do it also, the more comfortable you are doing it. So then you kind of almost like will develop a voice and like you know what you're trying to say and like kind of where you're trying to get to it a little bit, I feel like. And once you kind of figure out like how to say stuff and people like can react to that, then you just try to like fine tune that as far as like what your attitude is. If you're being silly, you're being, you know, nonchalant, you're being ranty. Like most of my answers.
No, you're fine. No, you're fine. So is it still like considered like crowd work? Like if I feel like it is, and maybe you already said it, but like if you're like in the middle of a joke, something happens and you start to like riff on the audience or whatever the situation that happened, like is that considered crowd work? Because I never seen too many examples of that. I always saw like one format where do you work, how old are you, blah blah blah, DDD. And I was just like, all right, so maybe I'm not doing crowd work. So that's why I started to do it that way.
I would say with the sneezing, like if you address the sneeze, like that is technically like doing crowd work, I guess, in a way, but it's more of just like that's just part of stand up, right? Because you're in your joke, somebody said something, you made a comment about it, it gets a laugh, you go back to your joke, and then you're in your joke, and now you're like in your act. That's just like part of being a good stand up comedian, I feel. crowd work to me is more of you going out and like finding things, working with them, whether it's their name and it's their job and their whatever, whether it's you guys are dating, whether it's, is it anybody's birthday? Oh, it's your birthday. What'd you do? Whether it's, oh, where are you guys from?
You good. You good.
All right. How much are you even hearing of this shit?
I know I heard from where you guys are from, then you started to cut off.
All right. Yeah. But I would consider all that like crowd work, you know?
Yeah.
There's not really one way to do it. There's a bunch of ways. Just like comedy, you know what I'm saying? Like you can go up, you could be stand up, you can do sketches, you can play music, you can write movies. It's all just a form of entertainment. And I'm a big entertainment guy. Love entertainment. Yeah.
What so sometimes like when I ask for like where do they work, sometimes they are reluctant to give information. Like some they'll just be like, I work downtown, you know what I'm saying? And so sometimes I'll make a joke off of that. But when someone is reluctant to give you information, how do you react
go
to
about that?
Like, what's your response?
Yeah, it would be like if they're being vague, kind of just really trying to get to the bottom of it. And then if they are being reluctant, kind of why do you not want us to say? Maybe speculate on a couple jobs. What do you do? Is it this? Is it this? Are you ashamed of your job? Why do you not want to tell us? Do you not have a job? Do you live on the street? Your fingernails are dirty.
Okay.
But that's also kind of now getting mean.
Yeah.
You flip it back on yourself to be like, dude, I showered in the sink in the bathroom earlier. Like, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get that. I definitely understand. All right. Cool. So now do you... bro, I'll be high for the interviews.
Hey, man, allegedly, I think looks like we're on Facebook right now. So again, we're saying that. We're saying the
high
H word. There
high
we
on
go.
Life. High on life.
I don't think this is an original like thought or anything, but there was a guy that I went to school with. His name was Andrew Slark. Are you frozen again? Oh, his name is Andrew Slark. And I heard him once say, fuck life, I'm high on drugs.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
But
man.
I'm sure he heard it somewhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah. How is the crowd work show that you and Jason have? How is that going for you guys? It's been going on for quite some time now.
Good. Yeah. I just wish we had bigger crowds, but the people that come seem to like it. Just I think it's on Tuesdays, so that's kind of tough for people. But we always just go out and fucking riff. Riff monsters and yum 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 yum.
As we start,
I'm so
to...
weird, man.
No, you're fine. I love it. Every time you see me do comedy, I just gotta say this because I haven't told you. Like every time you see me do comedy, your eyes, you just be like, oh my gosh, man, it's just, dude, that was like every time. I'll be like,
wait, do my eyes again? Do it again.
Every time I get off stage, you'll be like, dude, that was so good, dude. You're getting so better. You're just getting, oh my gosh, you're just getting so better. I loved it.
Did I just take Molly?
I just be looking like, dang, how bad was I?
Oh, man. No, that's, yeah. If I wouldn't say that if I didn't think you were getting good. Or like, if somebody had a good set, I wouldn't be like, go up to him and say, be like, that was a great
set.
No,
I know that you mean it because doing the showcases actually like helped me tremendously. Just getting used to being on an actual club. So, yeah. Kudos to you.
And just the more you do it. No, man, you deserve everything, man. You're like, seeing you at Cafe Kerouac was like fucking hell yeah. That was a great job.
Appreciate it, man. As we start to, yeah, I did.
Or should I say, wait, or should I say, dude, your fuck is so good.
As we start to land this plane, man, who is on your Mount Rushmore for comedy?
Kevin Hart. Bo Burnham. Dude named Jeff Tate. And four is tough, but those are definitely, those are my big three. Other people that I was like influenced by would be like Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, Will Smith, Donald Glover, probably Childish Gambino. He's huge. He would be who I normally say is my fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can tell, these aren't really just stand-up comedians. I mean, like, the first three are. But, like, I got into stand-up because I wanted to be in entertainment. Like, I wanted to be in show business. I wanted to be, you know, I didn't even know what that really meant. Like, comedies, movies, sketches, shows. And then this dude, Bo Burnham, was, like, doing shit stand-up. And I was like, oh, shit. He was, like, the same age as me. I was 17. He was 18. And he was like already big, had his own Comedy Central special and shit. So I was like, other 18-year-olds are doing this shit. Like, I got to start now.
Yeah.
So I just started and just never stopped. And now I'm here, half in, half out from shitty Wi-Fi on your fucking podcast, baby.
All right. You said, hold on. There was Donald Glover. There was two people before you said Donald Glover. Who's the?
Eddie Murphy? Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell. Yes. How do you think he would translate if he did stand-up? I feel like he would be a storyteller.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he could do it, but he's very, like, animated, right? Like, yeah. He's kind of big and big arms, and he's in a short jean shirt and shit, and his belly's out. Like, but he could definitely do it. I know he toured as, like, George Bush or some shit. When he like did a character, like one man show as George Bush.
Yeah.
And like that's just controlling a narrative. Like if he had to go to open mics and stuff, like, I mean, I know he could, he's Will Ferrell, bro. He could fucking do it.
Yeah. And I would definitely want Donald Glover to come back and do comedy. Just, it would be nice.
I mean, his stand up is cool. Like, but he, I don't like him for his, like, I didn't watch Weirdo. I was like, oh, shit. You know? I kind of really started to gravitate towards him more when I found, are you there?
Yeah.
What'd you hear last?
You started to gravitate towards him more.
Oh, whenever I found out that he was, he was like a rapper. But like turn, like comedian turned rapper, you know? Like I was like, man, this rapper's sick. Like he does stand up and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't even know he did.
Oh, shit.
I think I found out about the music first before I found out he did stand up. And then I got it. And then I saw he did everything. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, he's basically Jamie Foxx. All right.
Yeah. Ooh, Jamie Foxx is another good one. He deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. For sure. Comedians.
Jamie Foxx is fucking incredible, bro.
He is. I gotta watch his latest movie. Incredible. I forget. Something about him being a lawyer, but he is funny though. He is funny. Very hilarious.
He's not, but I feel like funny. He's funny. Go.
I feel like, what's his name? Not Kevin Costner, the dude that played Batman in the 90s. Even I feel like sometimes, like, even he was a comedian. I feel like sometimes people, like, when they're that talented,
people listen, like, what the, his name is, he was also like Beetlejuice, fucking Michael Keaton,
yeah. I didn't know he did comedy neither. There's a lot of people that don't do comedy anymore that started off, and I feel like when they're that talented, they just be like, all right, bump comedy, and they don't come back. I feel like that's kind of what Jamie's on.
Yeah, or like Kevin Hart. I mean, even though he's still doing specials, like he kind of Actually, he
Yeah.
got to that level of like superstardom and everyone kind of checked him and was like, hey, bro, be cool. Or
Yeah.
like Jamie Foxx made the transition of like, but I mean, Jamie Foxx is more talented, I would say. Yeah. And
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's fucking funny as fuck, but so is Jamie fucking act. Like, have you ever heard his Donald Trump impression?
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say, it's like probably the best Donald Trump out of anybody. It's like, what?
I feel like Shane Gillis got him.
No, I think Shane Gillis is probably the best one that's white, but Jamie Foxx has takes the overall. Not only does he, is he like the best Trump, and there could be some other black dude that's like has a really good Trump, but from what I've seen, Jamie Foxx not only has the best Trump for an African American, he also has the best Trump out of all human beings on the planet, like I've ever seen. Where Shane Gillis has for white people, he is the white guy Trump.
I like how at first you said black and then you said African American.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I
Hallelujah.
which what should I have said? That was my bad.
It really don't matter to me. But
I know, what is
funny
it?
that you asked, because last week we was at the attic and this girl, I don't even know what she was. She got mad because Chris Toy Lloyd said, call Sister Lou black. And she was like, she's not black. She's African American. He was like, but I'm black. So how you gonna tell me? She's like, I don't care. That's offensive. And I'm just like, it really don't matter. Some
Yeah,
people care, but I don't care.
I think I said black first because I was talking to you and I was like, oh, we're friends. But then when I realized, I was like, oh, we're on Facebook, I was like, oh, let me try to just throw a, I don't, not me. It's all about intention, I believe. So
the corporate term.
yeah, I'm coming from all place of love. I just like Jamie Foxx, bro. I think he's great.
Man, that's
Wouldn't that be
funny.
kind of ironic though if I lost Saturday Night Live, the role that I'm going to get because of this podcast where we're talking about Shane Gillis, who lost his spot on Saturday Night Live for a thing he did on a podcast?
Oh my
That's
gosh,
crazy.
man. I was a little hella late on that one, but
It's all good.
yeah. All right,
You trying to land this plane or what, bro?
yeah, we are landing it.
Speaking of planes, though, I just was in San Antonio. I flew back, and I think I want to start calling pilots the driver. Isn't that be
The
funny?
driver.
Like a driver. Be like, you my driver.
I'd be scared to
Like,
pop my head in there, man. I'd be like, dang, they're
oh,
gonna
you
try
got
to
to do
drive
it
me up
much further, because they're like out in the, they're out in like the hallways of the airport or the terminals and shit, walking around. You can't like peep your head for a little joke. The fucking the marshal's gonna shoot you in the back.
Henry, man, for anybody listening to this, what words of encouragement could you give to them right now?
If you believe in yourself, you 100% can do it. No question about it. If you're like, I can do this, you 100% can. If you're like, I think I can do it, you might be able to. But if you're like, I know I can do this, then you sure can.
Message.
Oh, man.
Henry, tell people why they should listen to Comedians in Bed.
Because it's just a fucking, let me run that back. Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Give me the lead in line again. I'm
Henry,
ready.
man, tell people why they should listen to Comedians in Bed.
That's funny you asked that, Ty. The reason why people should listen to Comedians in Bed is because it's good, classic, wholesome content. You can play it for your grandma. You can play it for your niece. You can play it for your uncle. You can play it for your geese. You can play it for your daughter. You can play it for your dad. If you're not that happy, listen to this and it'll make you unsad. Yeah. You got to get somebody on a soundboard, bro. Unless you cut this up in post, maybe, or something. Maybe there's some, a little bit of a gap.
So funny, bro. That's too much work to be doing, man. I'll be like, nah, it is what it is, man. Henry, tell people where they can find you at, bro.
You can find me at the bottom of this screen where it says The Henry Allen. That's The Henry Allen. I'm trying to figure out how to say it because people have trouble hearing it. I'll be like, hey, it's The Henry Allen. And they'll be like, The with a V? Or is it with a D? Is it D Henry Allen? I'm like, no, it's The. And they're like, oh, like Megan Thee Stallion? I'm like, yes. But then they're like, oh, so it's T-H-E-E? I'm like, no, it's T-H-E. And they're like, oh, so that's The. I'm like, fucking sure. So it's The Henry Allen. That's spelled T-H-E-H-E-N-R-Y-A-L-L-E-N. The Henry Allen.
And if you want to catch us next week, don't forget the man. But if you want to catch us next week on my YouTube channel at Thai Comedy, T-Y-E Comedy, we go live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard
Time. This is live, bro? Yeah, oh, it's going to come out live. Okay, cool. Can we run it back? I'm ready. Can they see me? Because I'm in trouble.
Or, man, if you want to see, like, exclusive clips for this episode, you can follow us at Comedians in Bed Podcast. My name is Ty. We had Henry Allen. Henry, we thank you, bro. Check out the show on Tuesday at The Attic, man. What's it called? Jason and Henry Take Over the World?
Yeah, we're doing some rebranding. It's just a crowd work show with me and Jason Banks.
All right, so get those tickets, man. We'll see you guys next week.